Hi, everyone, and welcome to Truth Over News. As some of you may know, we've long been researching both the missing Trump binder and the declassification games that have been played by the DOJ, particularly in relation to Trump's ongoing document cases. We've always found ourselves pretty much convinced that NARA and elements of the DOJ were actively conspiring against Trump almost from the get-go. But now, newly unsealed records released from Judge Eileen Cannon have cemented that viewpoint. Details from these records, along with some very interesting emails from the General Services Administration that relate to Trump's presidential move, help to provide a much larger backdrop to the story of Trump's classified documents. They actually tell two parallel stories. Concern from the DOJ and the Biden administration over Trump's likely possession of a copy of the declassified binder, and an ongoing effort to effectively entrap Trump in a classified documents case. Although it's taken a bit of time, it's all coming together now. We have the DOJ's initial concerns over the release of Trump's binder, followed by deeper concerns that Trump still had a copy of the binder after the DOJ successfully clawed the official docs back. Meanwhile, there was a parallel track of career bureaucrats who understood which documents should ultimately be in Trump's possession, while recognizing that those very same documents were still entangled at the General Services Administration, or GSA, for future shipment to Mar-a-Lago. This explains why Gary Stern, General Counsel of the National Archives, was so plugged into the material originally in Trump's possession, and why these same officials, in tandem with the Biden White House, set out in pursuit of Trump for documents he didn't yet have in his possession. It was all a big setup, with the goal of getting that extra copy of Trump's declassified binder, while simultaneously entrapping Trump for documents that were actually being packed and awaiting shipment to Mar-a-Lago at the GSA. This story actually begins at the end of the Trump administration. As newly released court documents note, toward the end of Trump's term, a career official in the White House Office of Records Management expressed concerns to the National Archives and Records Administration, or NARA, that there were presidential records in the White House residence that had not been transferred to the White House Office of Records Management. At the same time that this career bureaucrat was complaining to NARA, Trump was preparing his binder of declassified documents for public release. At Trump's request, the DOJ provided the White House with a binder of materials related to the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation. The transfer had been delayed because the FBI was objecting to the release of these documents, since the binder contained embarrassing information about the Bureau's officials and the government's conduct in the case. As this was ongoing, Trump's Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, informed journalist John Solomon of the pending declassification and told him that the records would be made available before President Trump left office on January 20th. But as Solomon's staff began examining parts of the binder, they received a call from the White House asking that the documents be returned because the White House wished to make some additional redactions to unclassified information under the Privacy Act. Which is strange, because as Solomon's filing notes, according to the DOJ, the Crossfire Hurricane binder was not subject to the Privacy Act. This unexpected decision led to the document's sudden return to the White House. Meadows promised Solomon that he would receive the revised binder, but this never occurred, because on January 20th, 2021, Meadows sent the binder back to the DOJ, where the Attorney General was supposed to add additional redactions and then publicly release it. The documents, of course, were never returned, and they reside within the DOJ to this day. Now, it's important to note what was going on amidst all this early activity. The General Service Administration began their preparations for the move of possessions, furniture, documents, etc., from the White House back to the now former President Trump at his Mar-a-Lago residence in late January 2021. Emails documenting their activities comprise a maddening 177 pages of unexplained delays combined with a total absence of coordination. But several details do jump out. After numerous delays, a partial shipment, two pallets of boxes containing Trump documents, was finally sent out on September 9th. A second shipment, containing the remaining four pallets of documents, was inexplicably delayed until September 15th. There were also a number of delivery delays with adverse weather cited as a reason. It's all but certain that within these much-delayed deliveries were the boxes of documents being demanded by NARA and others. As the GSA was dragging their feet, perhaps intentionally, NARA officials began to express concern about significant records that NARA cannot account for and requested the immediate assistance of Trump's Public Record Act representatives. NARA said these missing records included several prominent documents, such as the letter that former President Obama had left for President Trump in the Resolute desk, the letters Trump received from North Korean President, and a poster board showing the path of Hurricane Dorian that Trump had used during a televised briefing. But the letter also noted that NARA understood there to be roughly 24 boxes that had been stored in the White House residence and never transferred to NARA. These were the documents sitting at the GSA awaiting shipment to Mar-a-Lago. Despite NARA officials and others being fully aware of the GSA organized moving process, they continued to harass former members of the Trump administration for the missing documents. These same officials were also simultaneously coordinating with the Biden White House. The process began formally in June 21, although some of the same individuals were involved from the very start. In late August 2021, NARA archivist David Ferriero threatened Mark Meadows, one of Trump's Public Record Act representatives, telling Meadows he assumed that 24 boxes of records have been destroyed and that Ferriero was obligated to report it to the Hill, DOJ, and the White House. Meadows later expressed confusion over Ferriero's assertion that 24 boxes existed, as he was only aware of 12 boxes by sometime near the end of September 21. This timing is notable, as the documents that were shipped from GSA were finally delivered to Mar-a-Lago in two separate shipments, one on September 14th and the other on September 20th. It's possible that at the time of his response, Meadows did not even have possession of both shipments. During the same period, NARA Stern also began to reach out to both the DOJ and White House counsels on the supposedly missing documents. An email from Stern noted that he had informally reached out to DOJ counsel about this issue and that White House counsel is now also aware of the issue. Trump ultimately sent NARA 15 boxes of documents on January 17, 2022. Prosecution documents claim that nearly a year after he left office and more than 6 months after NARA requested them, Trump released 15 boxes. The court document goes on to claim that although Trump knew there were dozens of boxes remaining at Mar-a-Lago, he provided no more to NARA. This statement ignores that Trump had actually taken delivery of the documents only 3.5 months earlier and needed time to sort through the massive deliveries. Trump also delivered 3 more boxes than the 12 boxes that Meadows initially believed they had. Within 24 hours of receiving the 15 boxes from Trump, NARA Stern provided an informal assessment to various officials, telling them, "We received 15 banker's boxes and the weather map. I found several unfolded classified docs in between some of the newspapers, so I took all the boxes to the skiff." Stern later wrote, "There are a lot of classified records." It's notable that NARA also went to great lengths to provide details of their findings to the media. The finding of classified documents gave the NARA and Biden officials exactly what they wanted, a predicate for starting an investigation of potential offenses involving public officials or arising from the discovery of classified materials. Amidst this manufactured hysteria, it remains somewhat unclear if there was even any validity to the initial claim of 24 boxes. But that claim gave NARA and DOJ officials an excuse to open an investigation and keep looking for more documents by claiming that Trump had underdelivered. According to an FBI report, on January 24, 2022, Stern and an unknown person, also from NARA, consulted with Deputy White House Counsel Jonathan Sue on the Trump documents. During the consult, Sue referred Stern to DOJ Deputy Attorney General Emily Loeb and Associate Deputy Attorney General David Newman. Loeb and Newman instructed Stern to refer the matter to NARA's Inspector General and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. They also provided Stern with contact information for Jay Bratt, chief of the DOJ's National Security Division, and Corey Amundson, chief of the Public Integrity Section. Stern and the other NARA official had additional conversations with both Bratt and Amundson regarding next steps. Acting on instructions from the White House and the DOJ, NARA sent information regarding the Trump documents to NARA's Inspector General, who immediately warned the Intelligence Community's Inspector General that our agency just gave us a quick brief on what appears to be a very high-level potential spillage and records management issue. And so it was that on February 24th, 2022, a detailed summary of the 15 boxes from Trump were forwarded by NARA to the FBI. The review listed 106 classified documents across 12 out of 15 boxes, totaling 767 pages. Interestingly, amidst all the legal maneuverings by NARA and the DOJ, Trump filed a lawsuit on March 24th, targeting Hillary Clinton and a number of other officials. Although the lawsuit was dismissed by a Bill Clinton-appointed judge, it targeted a lot of familiar names involved in the Russia collusion hoax. It also cited only public information, despite having a surprising level of detail. On June 21, 2022, Trump filed an amended complaint to his March 24th lawsuit. The amendments included a large number of details that weren't in the original complaint and expanded its scope to include actions taken by CIA officials such as John Brennan, and also included new information from Special Counsel John Durham's investigation. If the Biden administration wasn't worried before, they were now. On April 4, 2022, the FBI requested permission from DOJ's Jay Bratt to access the 15 Trump boxes they received from NARA. On May 11th, a federal grand jury issued a subpoena to Trump seeking the production of all documents with classification markings in his possession. And on August 8th, 2022, these events culminated when Trump's Mar-a-Lago was raided by the FBI. Now, as a strange side note to all of this, Trump was still trying to recover the documents that comprised his declassified binder, and many of these documents were supposedly held at NARA. On June 17th, Trump's lawyer reached out to NARA Stern, telling him that they would like to begin reviewing documents at the archives on June 21st, 2022. Stern agreed to the review. But then, on June 23rd, Stern suddenly claimed the binder was not at the National Archives. It had supposedly been transferred back to the DOJ 18 months earlier. Stern said they did have a box of 2,700 undifferentiated pages of documents with varying types of classification and declassification markings. But Stern said that because the National Archives could not ascertain the classification status of any information in the box, it would treat the entire contents as top secret sensitive compartmented information. Then, on July 12th, Stern suddenly claimed these documents were now unavailable as they were supposedly subject to a FOIA lawsuit and were unavailable for the mandatory declassification review procedures under the Presidential Records Act. Then, on August 17th, 2022, following the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, Stern claimed that the bulk of the binder was, for some unstated reason, intended to remain with the DOJ. Trump's official binder of declassified documents remains hidden within the DOJ to this day. Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Truth Over News.